تفضل.
بس بدنا الاخوه يجوا كلهم هون. تعالوا هون. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فعنوان هذه المحاضرة الدعوة إلى الله على بصيرة. قال تعالى في سورة يوسف: قل هذه سبيلي أدعو إلى الله على بصيرة أنا ومن اتبعني وسبحان الله وما أنا من المشركين. دعا الله عز وجل نبيه صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم أن يشير إلى سبيل الله عز وجل، وسبيل الله يحتاج إلى أن ندعو الناس إليه، لأن سبيل الله هو الصراط المستقيم، فالصراط المستقيم هو السنة، هو الإسلام، هو منهج السلف الذي فهموه من النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. وهذا السبيل من كان عليه يجب أن يكون على علم وفقه، فمن دعا إليه دعا إلى الله على بصيرة، على حجة وبيان واضح. وإذا انتشرت الدعوة صار لها أتباع، كانوا كلهم على الصراط المستقيم، وسبحان الله، أي ننزه الله عز وجل عن النقائص وعن المعايب. فالدعوة إلى الله هي دعوة من أجل توحيده وتوحيد أسمائه وصفاته، والدعوة إلى الائتمار بأمره. وأول هذه الدعوة هو الدعوة إلى التوحيد ونبذ الشرك، وما أنا من المشركين.
Our Shaykh, he praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sends the blessings and prayers upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his followers, his companions, and his family, and those who have followed them in piety and righteousness until the Day of Judgment. And then he states the title of the lecture, and the title of the lecture for today is Da'wa ila Allahi ala basira, inviting the people to the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with insight. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Holy Quran, he says in the Holy Quran in Surah Yusuf, in verse number 108, he says, say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is my way. I invite to the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with insight, though me and those who have followed me. And glory be to Allah, and I'm not one of those who associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we look at this verse, we will notice many things. Number one, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invites his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to work hard in calling the people and inviting them to the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, this da'wah or in others to the way of Allah is needed by the people. And the da'wah ila Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the person invites the people to Allah, he is inviting them actually to the right path and to the true way, to the straight way of Islam, and to the way and the methodology which the Salaf, the righteous predecessors, understood Islam with that way. That person who is inviting others to the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should have ilm, knowledge, and should have fiqh, understanding of the religion. And the person who is inviting others to Allah azza wa jal should have basira, which is insight, measuring the things, and knowing when and how and where to talk and speak to the people. When the da'wah ila Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is spread, then it has followers. And those followers will be the carriers or the bearer of the banner of Islam till the Day of Judgment. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the verse that subhanallahi, that means Allah is glorified and He is above all kinds of imperfections. He is glorified and exalted, wa subhanallahi. And the first thing that the person should do when inviting the people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to instill in their minds that the first principle that they have to observe in their relation with Allah is the pure monotheism, which is tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why the verse is concluded with وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ, and I am not one of those who associate partners with Allah Azza wa Jal.
إذا فهم الإنسان دين الله عز وجل فهما صحيحا أعطاه الله عز وجل البصيرة. لذلك فإن الفهم الصحيح نعمة, ومعلوم أن الله عز وجل حث على العلم والتعلم, والنبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم أيضا أمر بذلك, بل لعل أول آية نزلت في القرآن اقرأ أي تعلم. وإذا تعلم الإنسان هذا العلم فإن لهذا العلم أسسا مهمة, وهي الرجوع إلى الكتاب والسنة بفهم سلف الأمة. لذلك لما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم لا تزال طائفة من أمتي ظاهرين على الحق, سئل الإمام البخاري قال هم أهل العلم. قال الإمام أحمد إذا لم يكونوا أهل الحديث فلا أدري من هم. فعادة أهل الحديث هم أعلم الناس بدين الله عز وجل. وقال ابن سيرين إن هذا العلم دين, فانظروا عمن تأخذون دينكم. سمى هذا العلم دين. لذلك نجد العلماء السنن اهتموا بالعلم فقدموا في أول أبوابه السنن كتب العلم وأهمية العلم وأهمية التعلم, ونقلوا عن النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم الأحاديث والآثار في رفع مكانة العلماء. وأكثر الله عز وجل في الآيات ببيان أهمية العلم, لأنه إن كان خلف هذا العلم الإخلاص والعمل فتح الله عز وجل بذلك البصيرة, فصار الإنسان بصيرا بدين الله. ولذلك عرف العلماء الرباني فقالوا هو البصير بسياسة الناس, لأن الرباني يعلم ما يعود على نفسه من الخير فيفتيهم بقدر ما يفهمونه. والنبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم قال: إنما العلم بالتعلم وإنما الحلم بالتحلم. وهذا يعني أن العلم يحتاج إلى كسب، فإذا تكسب الإنسان العلم ومارسه بحكمة أعطاه الله عز وجل بصيرة.
In order to spread the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person who is assigning and undertaking this mission should have some or a complete sound understanding of the religion of Allah Azza wa Jal. And if the person has a sound understanding of his religion, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bestow upon him the basira, which is the insight to understand how to call the people to the religion of Allah. The insight which Allah Azza wa Jal gives to the person and the understanding is a big blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is ni'mah. It is known that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala urges in the Holy Quran the people to learn and to educate themselves and to teach others also. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam urged us also to learn and to educate ourselves and teach others. And we notice that the first revelation, the first verse came from the Quran to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق, which is read, indicating ta'allum or seeking knowledge. If the person learns and educates himself and teaches others, then he will have bases and he will have some basics to and fundamentals to go to these basics and fundamentals whenever this person needs to go. The Prophet ﷺ said in the hadith, a group of my ummah will continue or will remain to be on the right path and they will not be impacted or affected by those who turn against them. When Imam Bukhari radiallahu anhu was asked about this hadith, he said, those are the people of knowledge, the scholars. And Imam Ahmad radiallahu anhu said that if they are not Ahlul Hadith, so who will be those people? Which means if they are not the scholars of hadith, so who will be those people meant by the Prophet ﷺ in his hadith? Ibn Sirin said, indeed, this ilm or this knowledge is the religion itself. So look from whom you are seeking and taking your religion. The scholars of hadith and sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, they paid so much attention to knowledge and learning and education and teaching others. That's why in their books, they open the books with talking about knowledge and the significance of knowledge. And they state the ahadith, many ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that talks about this aspect. However, when the person seeks knowledge and educates himself and teaches others, there has to be sincerity in that. Not only sincerity in education, in educating and teaching, but sincerity also in action, that the person has to act. If the person has these two aspects, he learns and is sincere in his speech and in his action, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him the basira, will give him the basira, which is mentioned in the verse. The ulama defines, the scholars define the person who is Rabbani, that the person who is really affiliated with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the person who is really connected and joined with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they define this person as the one who is more knowledgeable of the affairs of the people, how and when and where to call them. He will know what is beneficial for them, what is useful for them, and based on that, he will give the fatwa or the things which will benefit them, based on his understanding of their affairs. And it is said that al-ilmu bit-ta'allum, which means that the Prophet ﷺ said al-ilmu bit-ta'allum, which means that ilm or knowledge should be gained by an effort, that you should spend effort to gain knowledge. It will not come to you while you are sitting in your place and expecting and wishing that to be a knowledgeable person. And no one is born, of course, a knowledgeable person. And al-hilm bit-tahallum, which is patience also. A person has to teach himself or herself to be patient, otherwise there will be no patience in this person. And that's why ilm needs some kind of action and effort to be spent in order to gain it.
ولما نتكلم عن البصيرة نتكلم عن الحجة. والنبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم جاء بالحجة بيضاء نقية صافية. ولذلك أخرج ابن ماجة والحاكم وأحمد عن العرباض بن سارية أن النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم قال: قد تركتكم على البيضاء ليلها كنهارها. تركنا النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم على البيضاء، يعني على دين صاف نقي ليس فيه كدر، لا يزيغ عنها بعدي إلا هالك، أي من انحرف عن دين الله الإسلام الذي جاء به محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم فإنه بلا شك هالك، داخل في ظلمات الجهل والضلال. لكن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عرف أنه سيقع اختلاف، على الرغم من أنها من أنه صلى الله عليه وسلم تركها بيضاء. لذلك لما نقول بيضاء قد يأتي البعض فيجعل هناك نقاط سوداء. ومن نعمة الله علينا أن الله يبعث على رأس كل 100 سنة من يجدد دينه. معنى التجديد وإزالة ما علق في هذه البيضاء من شوائب، ويعيد الدين إلى البياض، والبياض الناصع. ومن يعش منكم فسيرى اختلافا كثيرا. سبب هذا الاختلاف كما قلنا والذي يؤدي إلى الافتراق هو البعد عن اتباع سنة النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. فما المخرج إذن من هذا الاختلاف؟ قال: فعليكم بما عرفتم من سنتي. إذن العودة إلى السنة وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين. لكن هنا لا يعني أن للخلفاء الراشدين سنة تخالف سنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. وسموا الخلفاء راشدين لأنهم أكثر الناس تبعاً للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، وهم مهديين، يعني أكثر الناس علماً بسنة النبي وأكثرهم تمسكاً بها. عضوا عليها بالنواجذ. النواجذ الأسنان، مقدمة الأسنان. وعليكم بالطاعة، وإن عبداً حبشياً. وهذا شار النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم إلى طاعة الأمراء والحكام في المعروف، لأنه إذا وقع الافتراق في المسلمين ودخلوا في فتنة الخروج على الحكام فإن هذا سيعمل على استئصالهم جميعاً. لذلك أمرنا أن نطيع في المعروف، وإن ضرب ظهرك وإن أخذ مالك فاسمع وأطع. وفي الحديث الآخر من الوصية: عليكم بسنتي تركت فيكم ما إن تمسكتم بهما لن تضلوا أبدا، كتاب الله وسنتي عضوا عليها بالنواجذ. فالناس هنا كلهم في هذا الباب متمسكون، منهم من يدعي التمسك حقيقة، منهم من يتمسك حقيقة، ومنهم من يتمسك ادعاء. لكن الوصية الثانية كشفت المدعي حين قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: وعليكم بالسمع والطاعة وإن عبدا حبشيا. ولذلك نجد الذي ادعى التمسك بالكتاب والسنة سقط في الامتحان، في امتحان عدم الخروج على الحكام. ويصف النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المؤمن كالجمل الأنف، حيثما قيدا قاد، يعني أنه لا يفعل الفتن إنما ينصاع لأمر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. وبالنسبة للحكام، سئل الإمام أحمد رضي الله عنه: أليس هؤلاء الحكام فتنة؟ قال: نعم، ولكنها فتنة خاصة، فإذا وقع السيف صارت الفتنة عامة.
In continuation of the definition of basira, our Sheikh mentioned that basira means hujjah, which is a proof or evidence from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came from Allah with the hujjah, with the evidence, with the proof, with the basira to all the people. Ibn Majah and Al-Hakim and Ahmad, they reported from Al-Irbad ibn Sariyah radiallahu anhu that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, تَرَكْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْبَيْضَاءِ لَيْلُهَا كَنَهَارِهَا. I have left for you a clear method, a clear way. The night of it is like the day of it. There is no difference, which means that it's very clear for everybody at any time. It's a clear and pure religion, دِينٌ صَافِي النَّقِي. Those who turn away from this religion and set it aside and leave out the methodology established by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are those who will be destroyed and annihilated by their actions and their deeds. However, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that there will be difference among the ummah, and from the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He will send at the beginning of every 100 years, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send a person who will revive the religion to the people, who will bring to them the sound understanding and the true insight with which they will be able to understand the religion, who will return the religion to the bayda, which is described in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to the clear and to the pure evidence. The Prophet mentioned that whoever of you lives after me will find much differences. But when he was asked about the way out, how to settle these differences, the Prophet mentioned that his sunnah is the only resort that the people can return to. And the sunnah of his khulafa, the rightly guided caliphs after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But when he says the sunnah of the khulafa, this does not mean that the Prophet means that their sunnah is different from his sunnah. They are actually following the same exact methodology and the same exact insight and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They are the most deserving people to be real and true followers of the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. They took the religion from its pure source. And that's why came the wasiyah of the Prophet ﷺ to the people following him and after him, عَضُّوا عَلَيْهَا بِالنَّوَاجِزِ. Literally, it means that to bite with the molars or with the teeth. But when we want to understand it, it means that abide by the sunnah, stick to the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. And he mentioned that you need to obey the rulers, even though they might not be in accordance with or in consonant with your taste, or they might not be following the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, obey and follow. Ta'at wali al-amr. And the fitna which will happen and the tribulation which will happen by disobeying the rulers and standing against them will be more than the fitna when the person obeys, though they might not be true followers of the religion. Even though if they beat your back or they took your money, you need to listen and obey. The Prophet ﷺ mentioned in another hadith, another narration for this hadith, he says, تَرَكْتُ فِيكُمْ مَا إِن تَمَسَّكْتُمْ بِهِ لَن تَضِلُّوا بَعْدِ أَبَدًا. I have left two things for you. If you abide by them, you will never go astray. The Book of Allah and His Sunnah, and he mentioned also that abide by them, عَضُّوا عَلَيْهَا بِالنَّوَاجِزِ. However, there are some people who claim that they follow the methodology and the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. Still, some other people, they are true followers of the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. But those who are claimers, those who just pretend that they follow the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ and they are not really or truly following it, they will fail when the test comes to them. When they get into the final and the test, the exam, they will fail. And the real test is when they are tested with their hukam, with their rulers. That the Prophet ﷺ describes the true believers like a kind camel. Whenever the owner of the camel lead him somewhere, this camel just follow without argument or debate. He's just an obedient creature. Imam Ahmad radiallahu anhu was asked that, are not the rulers the real tribulation and the real fitna, the real trial for us? He said, na'am, yes, but it is a special fitna. It's something which is limited fitna, limited tribulation. But if the people start going against them, it will be bigger and bigger tribulation. And this is what the Prophet ﷺ does not want to happen.
والله عز وجل عاب على الكفار ومن كان على طريقتهم من الضلال. قال: ولقد ذرأنا لجهنم كثيرا من الجن والإنس. الله عز وجل في علمه السابق يعلم أن كثيرا من الجن والإنس في علمه السابق لا يهتدون إذا عرض عليهم الهدى لا يهتدون، على الرغم من أن لهم قلوب وأعين وآذان. قال: ولقد ذرأنا لجهنم كثيرا من الجن والإنس لهم قلوب لا يفقهون بها ولهم أعين لا يبصرون بها ولهم آذان لا يسمعون بها. كثير من الناس له عين ولكن كالأعمى، لا يرى الحق، إنما يرى زينة الشيطان، يرى الضلال. وله أذن ولكن لا يسمع فيها، لا ينتفع بالسماع. لذلك الكفار يقولون وقالوا: لو كنا نسمع أو نعقل يعني لو كنا نسمع سماع تعقل سماع انتفاع ما كنا في أصحاب السعير. فاعترفوا بذنبهم، إذن هم عرفوا أن ذنبهم أن كان الله عز وجل أعطاهم آذان يسمعون بها لكن عطلوها عن الانتفاع بقول الله وبقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. لهم قلوب لا يفقهون بها، لو أنهم عندهم قلوب يفقهون بها أي ينتفعون بما قاله الله عز وجل لاستفادوا من هذه الوسائل. لذلك الله عز وجل قال فمن يمشي مكبا على وجهه أهدى أما يمشي سويا على صراط مستقيم. قل هو الذي أنشأكم وجعل لكم السمع والأبصار والأفئدة قليلا ما تشكرون. وهنا قال ولقد ذرأنا لجهنم كثيرا، وهذا يعني أن الكثرة كثرة مذمومة والقلة قلة ممدوحة وقليل من عبادي الشكور. هؤلاء عطلوا هذه الأدوات التي أعطاهم الله حتى يفقهوا معرفة الله ويعبدوه حق العبادة. أولئك كالأنعام بل هم أضل، أولئك هم الغافلون. إذن هذه الغفلة، الغفلة عن عبادة الله سببها تعطيل هذه الأدوات وعدم الانتفاع بها فأصبحوا في الظلام. فالأعمى ليس أعمى العين إنما هو أعمى القلب، يبصر بعينيه ولكن قلبه أعمى. فإن له معيشة ضنكا ونحشره يوم القيامة أعمى. قال رب لم حشرتني أعمى وقد كنت بصيرا. قال لقد أتتك آياتنا فنسيتها تركتها كذلك اليوم تنسى. والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لم يسمي أعمى العين أعمى إنما سماه بصيرا. فعن جابر عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال انطلقوا بنا إلى البصير الذي في بني واقف نعوده. قال وكان رجلا أعمى سماه بصير.
Our Sheikh mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blamed the disbelievers and those who have followed their way in misguidance because they did not utilize and make use of the things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given to them. He mentioned in Surah Al-A'raf, he says, وَلَقَدْ ذَرَأْنَا لِجَهَنَّمَ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ. We have thrown into the hellfire many of the jinn and mankind who have hearts with which they do not understand. They have eyes with which they do not see. They have ears with which they do not hear. They are like the animals, or even they are more misguided than the animals. They are the heedless people. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْغَافِلُونَ. It was in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has been actually established in His knowledge, that many of the jinn and mankind will reach this point, that they will not be able to utilize and make use of the things and benefit from the faculties which Allah has provided to them. They have hearts with which they do not understand, and they have eyes with which they do not see, they have ears with which they do not hear, which means they don't understand the truth, they do not see the truth, they do not hear the truth. And unfortunately, many of the people are using these things just in misguidance, not in the guidance which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands them to use. On the Day of Judgment, when the denizens of the hellfire will be thrown into the fire, they will say, if we were able to hear the truth or to understand the truth, we will not be among the people of the blazing fire. ما كنا في أصحاب السعير. And the verse is mentioned in Surah Al-Mulk. And Allah, in the same surah, in Surah Al-Mulk, He says, towards the end of the surah, He says, أَفَمَنْ يَمْشِي مُكِبًّا عَلَى وَجْهِهِ أَهْدَى. Is the one who is walking downtrodden. That means that person does not look forward and does not want to recognize the truth. Is that person more guided or the one who is walking on the straight path and the right way? And after this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, it is He who has created you and made for you the hearing and the eyes and the sight in order that you may utilize them and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. That's why you notice in this verse that many, lots of the jinn and mankind, they are blamed for not using properly the faculties and the functions and the blessings which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give to them. They actually put them aside, set them aside. They did not listen to the truth and they did not recognize the truth and they did not see the truth. And the ghafla or the heedlessness from the ibadah, from the obedience and the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is because of the negligence of these adawat, of these faculties, of these functions which Allah has given to us. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the person who will be resurrected on the Day of Judgment as blind. In Surah Taha, He says, وَمَنْ كَانَ فِيهِ إِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. مَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. Which means, whoever keeps away and turns himself away from remembering me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking, then he will have a distressful life. And distressful life is in the grave. And on the Day of Judgment, we will resurrect him or her as a blind person. Then this person will complain, Oh Allah, I was a person in this life, in the worldly life, that I was able to see why I am blind this day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell him, Thus, our verses came to you and you forgot about them. That's why today we forget about you. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not mean by the a'ma the person who lost his sight or the person who is physically blind and cannot see. He means the a'ma is the person who really is blind in his heart. And that's why we find the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam calls the person who is really blind, who is physically blind, cannot see, he lost his sight. The Prophet ﷺ describes him as basir, as a sighting person, that a person who can see the truth. That's why he said to his companions one day, "Intaliqu bina ila a'ma bani, ila al-basir, intaliqu bina, intaliqu bina ila al-basir." انطلقوا بنا إلى البصير الذي في بني واقف نعوده قال وكان رجلا أعمى. Let's go to the basir, the person who has a good insight from Bani Waqif, and this person was a blind person, but the Prophet ﷺ describes him as a sighting person, the person who can see the truth.
فكتاب الله عز وجل بصائر، سنة النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم بصائر، فهم السلف بصائر. الله عز وجل أيضا أورد ما حصل للأمم السابقة وقص علينا قصصهم فكانت لنا عبرة، فهي أيضا بصائر. قال تعالى قد جاءكم بصائر من ربكم فمن أبصر أي من عمل بالكتاب والسنة بفهم السلف تحصلت له البصيرة، فمن أبصر فلنفسه ومن عمي فعليها، أي من آثر عدم الأخذ بالكتاب والسنة بفهم السلف فقد وقع في العمى. ولعل الإنسان إن كان على بصيرة ينجو من الفتن التي وصفها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بأنها كقطع الليل المظلم، ووصف الفتن أنها تموج كموج البحر سوداء مظلمة. وأعظم هذه الفتن فتنة الدجال، فمن كان على بصيرة نجا من فتنة الدجال كما ينجو من الفتن الأخرى، ومن كان على ضلال وفي عماية في عماية فإنه بلا شك سيقع في الظلام وسيقع فريسة الفتنة. ولذلك انظروا إلى هذا الموقف، أن رجلا مؤمنا حين وقف أمام الدجال فقال: يا أيها الناس، هذا الدجال الذي ذكر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال: فيأمر الدجال به فيشبح، فيقول: خذوه وشبحوه. شبحوه يعني شدوا أطرافه، فيوسع ظهره وبطنه ضربا. قال: فيقول: أو تؤمن بي؟ قال: فيقول: أنت المسيح الكذاب. قال: فيؤمر به فيؤشر بالمئشار من مفرقه حتى يفرق بين رجليه، يعني بالمنشار يقسمه قسمين. قال: ثم يمشي الدجال بين القطعتين، ثم يقول له: قم، فيستوي قائما. قال: ثم يقول له: أتؤمن بي؟ فيقول: ما ازددت فيك إلا بصيرة، ما ازددت فيك إلا بصيرة. وفي رواية أنه يقول: ما ازددت فيك إلا بصيرة، أنت الدجال الذي أخبرنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. فكلمة الذي أخبرنا وهذا الدجال الذي ذكر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يدل أن هذا الرجل من أهل الحديث، وأنه بصير، والله نجاه من الفتن لأنه على بصيرة، فمهما فعل الدجال به فهو قائم على الحجة. فمن كان على البصيرة بارك الله فيكم فهو من الناجية، جزاكم الله.
When we look at the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it has all kinds of insights. When we look at the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it has all types of insights. When we look at the understanding of the companions and the followers of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they have all types of insights. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even talks about the stories of the previous nations, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished them, and how they stood against their prophets and messengers. When we read these stories, we find how many insights that and lessons that we learn from these stories. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam warns against falling into darkness, and to be a blind person, not physically, but a blind person who does not understand his religion. And he mentioned that the most heinous trial and tribulation that will come to the people is the tribulation and the trial of Ad-Dajjal, the Antichrist, who will come at the end of the time and will be one of the major signs of the Day of Judgment. The person who has a good insight will be able to resist and to stand against Dajjal. And the person who does not have a pure and clear insight will be an easy prey for the Dajjal to take care of. And that's why we will find in this hadith of the Prophet ﷺ that he talks about the Dajjal and how a person stood against him, and this person said, "O mankind, O people, this is the Dajjal," which the Prophet ﷺ mentioned in his hadith and informed us about. Then a Dajjal will take this person, will command his followers to take him, and they will tie his ends. They will crucify him, and then after that, he will beat him on the back and on the front, and this person will be punished severely from the followers of Ad-Dajjal. Then after that, Ad-Dajjal will ask him, "Do you believe in me?" He says, "Now I have more insight and more sound understanding that you are the Dajjal, which the Prophet ﷺ talked to us about." Then the Dajjal will bring this person and will means we'll put the saw in the middle of his head, and we'll split him into two halves. And then he will walk in between the two halves, and then we'll bring him back to life again, and we'll ask him that, "Do you believe in me?" Then he will say, "I have more insight and more sound understanding that you are the Dajjal, that the Prophet ﷺ told us about it." Then, concluding the speech or the subject about Basira, this person who stood against the Dajjal, it is said that this person is from the scholars of Hadith, the one who is studying and learning and teaching the Hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. And it is the one who is really on the true proof and evidence, and who is truly on the right Basira and the insight from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So brothers and sisters, whoever is on the true insight and has this basira, which is mentioned in the verse, أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي, this person will be the one who will be saved from the Dajjal. Jazakum Allahu khairan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you.